أهلا وسهلا، كيفكن؟ Welcome to the new episode of the Simple and Easy Arabic Podcast. We prepared a new story for you and we hope you will like it. The story of today is about a man named Juha who goes out for the day with his son and his donkey. However, on his way, he finds out that people are very judgmental. Listen to the story and see what happens. But first, we have some vocabulary for you. This time, we've selected a bit more than 10 words for you, but we're sure they will be extra useful. To write.
اركب.
Harsh.
آسي.
Mercy.
رحمة.
He believed.
هو صدق.
To go down.
انزل.
Beside or next to.
جنب.
Impolite.
مش مؤدب.
He became shy.
هو استحى.
His legs.
اجري.
Solution.
حل.
To carry.
احمل.
And to make fun of.
اتمسخر.
The story of Juha and his donkey.
قصة جحا وحماره. بيوم من الأيام ومش من زمان كتير كان في زلمة اسمه جحا. جحا زلمة عمره 55 سنة وقرر ياخد ابنه مشوار على حمار. جحا ركب على الحمار وركب ابنه ورا، ولما كانوا على الطريق زلمة تاني شافن وقال: شو قاسي قلب جحا، هو وابنه راكبين على الحمار؟ ما في بقلبه رحمة؟ جحا سمع حكي الزلمة وصدقه، فنزل عن ظهر الحمار وخلى ابنه راكب ومشى جنبه. بعد شوي شافن واحد تاني وقال: شو هالصبي المش مؤدب، تارك ابوه الختيار يمشي وهو راكب على الحمار؟ الصبي استحى ونزل عن ظهر الحمار وخلى ابوه يركب ومشى جنبه. بعد شوي شافتن مرة وقالت: شو قاسي قلب جحا، هو راكب على حمار وتارك ابنه يمشي على اجريه؟ جحا سمع حكي المرة وصدقه، فنزل عن ظهر الحمار ومشى جنب ابنه. وكمان بعد شوي شافن شاب وقال: شو هالناس الغبيين، عندن حمار وماشين على إجريهن؟ جحا وابنه سمعوا حكي الشاب، فقال الابن لأبوه: ما ضل عندنا أي حل إلا نحمل الحمار ونمشي. جحا وافق وهاد يلي صار، حملوا الحمار ومشوا. والناس لما شافت هالمنظر صاروا يضحكوا ويتمسخروا عليهم. هون جحا عصب ورجع يركب هو وابنه على حمار. وهي كانت قصتنا لليوم، إن شاء الله حبيتوها وشكرا للاستماع.
What do you guys think the moral of the story is? Or do you have any questions you would like to ask us? You can, as always, reach us on Instagram, Facebook, Patreon. But from now on, we also have a profile on SoundCloud. So if you're listening there, make sure to send a comment and to let us know what you think of the podcast and if you have any idea what the moral of the story is. Then the questions for today. How old is Juha? What did the first person say when he saw Joha and his son riding on the donkey? What did Joha do after listening to this man? Did Joha believe what people said? And at the end of the story, what did they end up doing? Try to answer the questions in English or Arabic, whatever is most suitable for you at this point. And don't forget to leave us a rate or a review if you have enjoyed this story and if you find the content we produce helpful. And last but not least, if you want to see the full transcript of today's story, make sure to join us on Patreon. Every week we publish the transcript in English and in Arabic with some additional helpful comments and the vocabulary list. See you there! Thanks for listening, and don't forget, anyone can learn to speak Arabic confidently. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.